At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. There is some good news in the New World. And Evan, I need your help in interpreting this, but this is about Ecuador, the capital Quito, where there's a headline saying that there's an accommodation after lengthy negotiation between the indigenous people and the Lasso government. Is this good news, Evan? Because there were severe protests and challenges to the government about inflation, about prices, about voices at the table.
John, this is basically less bad news, but it's really characteristic of the enormous pressures that are going on across the region. So you have the inflationary pressures from Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, which have pushed up prices for petroleum and basic foodstuffs, which have impacted some of the most vulnerable populations in the region, who are already made more vulnerable because they were either pushed into the informal sector or really ran out of savings or otherwise economically hurt during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so time and time again, with those increases in fuel prices and other things, you've seen riots in different forms of expression. We just talked about the riots in Haiti once gas prices were doubled there. You had very serious protests in Panama that almost brought down the current Cortizo regime. You had previous rounds of protests here in Ecuador. You had protests in Peru, over oil prices that resulted in national curfews and lockdowns there. So in the current case in Ecuador, and recall that, of course, Ecuador, there's a broader context. Indeed, in October 2019, before the pandemic, you had serious protests that shut down the major oil pipeline in the nation that was driven in part, but not exclusively, by indigenous groups, a plurality of different indigenous groups that are loosely collected into a representative body called CONAI. That dissatisfaction continued. And in part, it's about increasing prices, but there are a variety of different claims and demands that have been brought in. Some have to do with the exploitation of Ecuador's oil resources and possible environmental damage. Some have to do with mining, especially in the south of the country. And so demands that these oil and mining activities that impact ancestral lands and that may impact water supplies and things like that be stopped, as well as mixed with demands for subsidies and other things. And so really what this represents is that after the latest round of strikes that farther put into risk the center-right government of Guillermo Lasso and his CREO movement, there was a series of negotiations. It appears that the government is giving ground a little bit to basically back off of some of its oil development, back off some of its mining development, or at least give the indigenous more of a say in this, and also basically introduce subsidies that would forgive some debts and would ease some of the pressures on these groups. And so the good news is that CONAI and its relatively radical leader, Leonid Iza, who has been very disruptive as a leader in this, has had a temporary peace. But the worry is that Ecuador is also writing checks that it can't cash over the long term, ceding authorities and ability of these groups to be able to force the government to spend money and change policy in ways that really inhibits national development from oil income and mining income. And so over the long term, I see this as really a problem for Ecuador. But in the short term, given the power of indigenous and the difficult position of the government, they've bought a little bit of temporary peace.
And 30 seconds, Evan, was the troubles for indigenous people across the region, was that a major focus at the recent OAS meeting? Is this a topic that's much discussed?
Indigenous rights and needs in the region have long been discussed. My understanding was that the major topics of the OAS, at least what wanted to be on the agenda, had to do with the problems in Haiti, right, as well as some of the external difficulties, such as the measure that was brought by Guatemala to condemn Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, et cetera. I believe it did come up to a certain degree, but without a definitive result, as I understand it.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute, The New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's Chicken Chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.